The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Really good to find out the new Team Bath squad for next season. And Asher, first of all, thank you on behalf of everybody for announcing everybody all in one go.
That's okay. There is actually still, there's only 14 there, sadly. We've got one that's still working on. But yeah, it was a topic of conversation about how we wanted to do it this season. And there, no disrespect to how anyone's choosing to do it, but I just really loved it when the SSN and the ANZ, you know, when they just kind of, here it is. So that's what we decided to go with this season. Let's let everybody know exactly who the squad is, and then they can see everybody straight away. So yeah, I'm glad you appreciate it.
Getting everybody out there, and
yeah,
we can get forward and look forward to the season even a bit quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been hearing the fans calling out for some, you know, some signings, some announcements and that. So yeah, we definitely felt like we just needed to get it out there. All of those players who are, you know, signed and registered, let's just let everybody know who it is, and the excitement and the build-up can start for them.
One of the things I picked up on off that initial press release was the fact you'd mentioned about this fearless approach. To some extent, I don't think that was missing or last season.
Yeah, I think that just from some of the things that were, you know, from being on the coaching team last season, I just think that there were some of the things that we were, you know, asking from some of the players. And there's almost that, like, you know, you want the results that you want, but then how do we grow it and develop? And I just think, so for instance, if we think around, you know, our shooters, we had excellent shooters, excellent stats, but I just felt like there were times where, you know, we could have got that ball from in the circle. You know, you look at someone like Ellie Cardwell and she's just dropping them in from anywhere. She'll just land inside the circle and go. And I think that we kind of need to instill just a few different sort of behaviours in some of our players that, like, you know, if you want to get there, you might have to make a few errors or miss a few to kind of become that, you know, exceptional shooter from anywhere, or, you know, feeder or whatever it is it may be. So just wanting to add a few different tools to our toolkit, really.
And I mean, it would be that playing with the total belief and supporting your teammates, which you've said. To some extent, was that a factor that was missing in a few games last season?
I think, you know, it's a real tough thing to really quantify some of the things. But I think the biggest thing for me was around, you know, how much time you actually get together a squad and how you use that time to really know each other and know who each other are and invest in those relationships, and knowing that when something's going wrong, yes, of course we want to win, but by, you know, either how you interact with that person and you want to really lift them up and push them forward rather than getting frustrated that, you know, an error or a miss or whatever is causing the scoreline to not go your way, and just kind of having that real wanting to really push and lift each other to a sort of a next level and put your arms around each other when it's good and when it's bad. I think it's easy when it's good, but when it's bad, you really get tested.
I don't know if you've been able to tell, but I've been trying to take in your new squad as I've been talking. I've literally had it for about 30 seconds.
Let's
have a look at some of those names. I mean, Cadine, Summer and Bethan all bring so much to the squad.
Yeah, I'm really excited about them. I mean, you know, Cadine and I played together as well, but I just think that, you know, she still has this desire to learn and to grow and be better. But, you know, as she spoke about in her video when she told people she was leaving Mavs about wanting to share all of her experience and her knowledge, and I think that's invaluable. And Summer and Bethan will bring the same, but they're also, all three of them, just really, really great people. They've got a real professional approach, the way that they have acted off the court as well as on the court, the leadership that they'll bring to the group. Yeah, I'm really excited about seeing how that will develop into the team this season.
And you've also signed Sophie Kelly from Storm, obviously a youngster with a great amount of talent shown already last season for them. But what's she going to be able to bring to Bath?
Yeah, so she's obviously got that youthful vigour, which I'll talk about, you know, around. You've got some of those older experienced players and who've been there, done that. But, and then you've got the youth that just really want it, real hunger, real desire to to learn and be better, you know, still recover quickly and back onto all of the training sessions. I think she's just going to bring a real desire and a real big amount of energy. But like you say, like, there is so much potential within Sophie, and we're really hoping that we just are the right environment to help her grow and develop and take that sort of next step in her netball career.
We can also now be joined by Kirsty Harris.
Hi.
Hi, Kirsty. Obviously important that you're back.
Yeah, really excited and really looking forward to the next season.
From last season to this season, you're obviously aware of everybody now in the rest of the squad. Is it going to be an exciting season for you? Looks good on paper.
Yeah, definitely. Really looking forward to getting to training and working with the guys from last season, but then also the new ones in the squad and just seeing what we can do and what we can put together.
Ash has already mentioned no places are guaranteed. So what do you think is going to give you that extra little bit of a edge over the season?
Just doing your best and just turning up to training, giving it what you've got, what that week, that each week is going to look completely different. So just that week, what you can give within that environment and for yourself and for those guys around you, and just being that positive, open energy that we're looking to have in that culture.
And getting everybody back for those home games as well. It was there a little bit last season, but building even more on that.
Yeah, for sure. Having the fans there, the season just gone. I mean, I hadn't experienced that before in a home environment. So just being able to experience that last year and then hopefully the crowds growing and being even bigger this next season. Yeah, really looking forward to that.
Asha, back to you. We've seen the importance and the welcoming of Bath Builders and Society on board.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to get new sponsors on board and new people involved. So hopefully we can just take them on and grow them from there, really.
More information, Team Bath, the squad, the fixtures, and finally that ticket information you can find out on the newsletter, which is netball.teambath.com/newsletter. Asha and Kirsty, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.